And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Three kings, or three magi, or whatever. People are confused now. Are they kings or are they wise men or what? One thing for sure, they were not Jewish. They were foreigners. That's one thing for sure. And for a foreigner who is not a Jew to go look for the King of the Jews is try to show that with regards to Christ, he is now going to be worshipped by all nations. Not anymore the small country of Israel, but throughout all the world. So the story of the Magi or the wise kings or whatever simply wants to tell us that Christ is no longer confined as a Jew, that he is the God of the universe who died for all humanity and not a specific group of people or race. And to show that these foreigners, non-Jewish people, worshiping or giving him homage, they brought him three things. Which was what? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold symbolizing what? His kingship. Okay? That's why, if you notice, we try to have our chalices in gold, at least gold plated. Not because we want to, but because that's part of holding the blood of Christ, who is our King. So gold represents Christ's kingship. Frankincense. When do you see us using the incense? When we pray and we put, and it becomes what? Smoky thingy. And the smoke goes up to the heavens, symbolizing what? Our prayers being lifted up to God. So This symbolizes that Jesus is not only a king, but also a combination of priest slash God. The priest, the ultimate priest, that will lift our prayers to God, since he is God himself. And then myrrh. We actually don't use myrrh anymore, I think. I don't know. Myrrh is for what? For funerals. When they use it to bury somebody, imagine. Somehow they knew and offered such symbolism. They did not know that Christ will be crucified like a common criminal to suffer and die on the cross, but somehow they gave that myrrh. So here is the foreigners giving homage to Jesus to show that Jesus is not only limited to a certain time and place, but he is to be respected, loved, worshipped by all nations. The beauty of the Epiphany, though, and sadly we tend to forget, is that even though you and I know that Christ is God, Christ is King, and Christ became man and died for us, we know that, but unless our hearts are silent, quiet, one with Jesus, we do not realize we are not always connected to this God, to this King, and to this man who died for us. Always remember, the Epiphany happened what? I always love that song, "In the Silence of the Night." When you imagine Christmas, don't put music in your heads. You know, where in the angels were singing Gloria in Excelsis Deo. No, it's very quiet. You know, nothing. And the encounter by the king, by this wise man, even by the shepherds. Simple, quiet, intimate. And how can you achieve that intimacy, that silence, if we are too busy with too many things? And that's the problem now, yes or no? You and I, we live in a world that's full of noise. We can't seem to be still. But that is what God is telling us. Be still. Father Ted and I, we used to be sleeping beside each other in two rooms, he and I. And Father Ted, can only sleep with the television on loudly. The reason why, because he was born and raised beside a major street in his province. And he grew up sleeping with all these jitneys, cars, and everything. So somehow, for him, noise is soothing. Many times I had to knock on the door and say, "Shut up! Let me sleep!" In my case, I can't. I need silence, or else my mind. I try sometimes to listen to a radio station or something with my favorite music, and what happens? It's stuck. It gets stuck in my head, and then I'm humming, you know, and I cannot sleep. But the point is, for him, but still, even though that is the way he sleeps, still he also realized, just like all of us should realize, when it's time for prayer, you have to be quiet. You cannot simply have a headphone and say, "Okay, let me hear music while I pray." It doesn't work that way. You cannot really be quiet if you need such things. There was never background music when Christ was born. So the question is, first, do you want to acknowledge that Christ is King, that Christ is God, and Christ is man? then give time to pray, to encounter Jesus in prayer. But do this in the silence of your hearts, or else you will always feel anxious. You will always feel worried because too many things happening in your head, in your minds. And I want you to experience peace here on earth. Yes, there is suffering. There will always be suffering. There will always be challenges. But if you encounter Jesus in your prayer life, in the silence of your hearts and minds, then whatever anxieties you have or challenges you have in this life, you'll be able to what? To face it. No? When people tell you that accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and everything will be fine, maybe they mean that as long as you are truly united with Jesus, whatever anxieties, problems, difficulties you have, you will be able to cope up with it. No preacher, no priest will ever tell you that there will no longer be suffering. No priest or preacher should tell you there will be no more challenges. But I can tell you sincerely that if you really want peace of mind here on earth, please, for your sake, try to develop. I hope you already developed this prayer life. Again, not too much of this. Huh? Yes, praying the rosary is wonderful. You know, but that is not it. That's one of the kinds of prayer that people can have. It should be a heart-to-heart talk to Jesus. No? Because sometimes people say, Father, I pray the rosary every day. Very good. No problem. And they did shut up. No. Did you just shut up and just tell God to talk to you? No. Then what did you do? I just talked. I just said all these prayers that I have. No. You don't do that. Because even your prayer becomes noise, because some people even have this problem of what you call result-oriented. Oh, I need to pray such amount of prayer. No. God doesn't want you to multiply prayers. That is what the Pharisees did. They prayed a lot. Always talking and talking to God, and they never shut up. How can you feel God's presence if you just keep on blabbering, if you just keep on talking? So remember, huh? This is not mine. It was His way to introduce Himself. Christ revealed Himself, again going back, in the silence of the night. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful experience to really encounter the simplicity, the beauty of the birth of Christ. No big drums, no big orchestra, just being quiet. And I hope and pray in your Catholic faith, in our Catholic faith, we have learned to simply be quiet. Because I'm telling you, sometimes people come to me and say, Father, I don't feel God in my life. And I tell them, maybe because you talk too much, you know? And it's about time to just simply let God talk. So again, once we encounter this presence of Christ in our lives, then hopefully we too can spread God's Christ presence to all the people that we meet. Again, not by talking, but by simply doing, by simply serving others in the silence of the night. Don't proclaim the good things that you have done. Don't expect people to appreciate what you have done. That is not what Christ showed on the cross. on the contrary. No? What did Christ receive after loving us, after making the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear? He wasn't glorified. He was crucified. Same thing with us. For those who really are with Christ, don't expect self-glorification. Rather expect to be crucified with him, because that's the way we are truly one with Jesus. Again, these are not my words. This is what we are as followers of Jesus Christ.